Maria Quaban Weitzel is here. She's the Fox 11 weather anchor in Los Angeles. She's just written a book, You Can't Do It Alone, A Widow's Journey Through Loss, Grief, and Life After. And I says to her, Maria, is there a tech angle to this book? And she says, oh, yes, there is. Let's jump in. Maria, tell us about technology and grief.
Well, it's 2020, so if you're not doing anything with technology, you're not living in 2020. Grief and tech. Well, you know, in the book, I talk about reaching out and finding your village, finding that support system, because people have told me, Maria, I don't have the family, the circle of friends that you have. And I say, you got to go out and find it. And it's easier than ever today because of technology. You just go online and you can find that support system.
We should back up, of course. Your husband was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer and died within, less than a year?
Actually, it was 18 months exactly. The prognosis was not good. It was definitely less than a year. But we made it to 18 months.
And you've now written this book because?
When you're diagnosed with a crazy diagnosis like this, you get angry at the world and at God, and you wonder why him, why us? He was a healthy guy, he was young, he was a good person, and we couldn't help but think that part of the reason maybe was that I wore a microphone every day, and he was a writer by trade. He was a professional writer, wrote for television drama. And we thought we have to bring more awareness to this disease that doesn't discriminate. It can attack you when you're young, you're old, men, women, black, white, Asian, doesn't matter. And there's so little funding for this disease. And no advancement in the treatments for it, no cure. So we thought we needed to write something. In the beginning, we thought he could do a movie, he could write a screenplay about it, because I don't think I've ever seen a movie that really addressed brain cancer or glioblastoma. And so a year after he died, I had forgotten about that part and that promise I made him and myself. And so that's why I wrote the book.
So technology, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, tell me.
All involved, all of that. That was, I mean, staying connected to your family. And I think that was a really key part for us, was trying to convey what was happening to our circle of friends, our family, which was all over the world. And they were genuinely very interested in helping however way they could from wherever they were. And so I updated everybody through our updates on Facebook, emails, on social media. And part of my support system was really the viewers out there every day who would write me their words of support and love. And I gotta tell you, that really helped me so much, and it still does today. It helps heal my heart. And certainly it helped me get through each day and sometimes each hour during that year and a half and afterward.
The book is called You Can't Do It Alone, A Widow's Journey Through Loss, Grief, and Life After. It's available on Amazon. Maria's Earth on Twitter, right? At Maria's Earth?
Yeah, everything is Maria's Earth. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is at Maria's Earth.
Okay, and we did a whole interview today, and I never asked you about the weather. But as we know, we're in Los Angeles, and it's hot today, right?
Yeah, but not as hot as the last several days. So I think you're going to like the next several days with the more comfortable temperature.
All right. Maria, thank you for talking tech with us. I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. I'll be back to you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.